RPGMP3.com presents the Game Thinkers, thinking about games far too much. Debate 1. Can role-playing games be considered art, and should they?
And welcome to the first recording of the Game Thinkers, a little project on the side of the Pantsless Gamers that myself, Matt, Tim, and Thistledown John have decided to get our brains into. Now, this is recorded as a one-off, but if it goes well and received well by the community, we may end up recording more, so let us know. We are... Basically, the idea of this project is we're going to be looking at sort of various areas of role-play games themselves and trying to decide questions that really don't need to be answered, but we're doing it because we're bored. The Pantsless Gamers have a week, 1 week a month when they don't do anything else, and did I mention we're bored? Good. I am Danny. I edit and annoy the Pantsless Gamers over at RPGMP3.com. I run a few games occasionally, but most of the time I just linger in the background, annoying everybody. My experience in RPGs, I've been playing since I was very, 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 very small. My first introduction was on the old Games Workshop board game, HeroQuest. I always played the Barbarian.
Dun dun dun.
Since then, I have vigorously explored most editions of Dungeons & Dragons, including that terrible, terrible monstrosity 4th edition. But we don't talk about that here. I have put a little bit of exploration into the actual execution of mechanics within a role-play game to produce certain effects and certain moods and certain behaviour from players, and I even occasionally, when I can be bothered, try and write systems myself. On the art side of thing, I am a little less experienced. I watch pretentious art house films, I read pretentious art house books, and generally pretentious is the adjective most often applied to Pantsless Gamers.
It's true. He's wearing a black turtleneck and a beret right now.
Can't unsee that.
Indeed, Matthew. Indeed. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. My experience in art. Art. There's so much these days it's referred to as art. But is it truly art? Well, that today is what we'll be treating. What would we be seeking to answer? God, that actually comes far too easily. Oh, thanks, Matt. Apparently I'm blowing my mic.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Of course.
Do I take my pants off now or later?
Oh, no.
I'm with the Pantsless Gamers.
So. As I explained before, John, it's don't ask, don't tell.
Good point. Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
Listeners at home, you didn't hear anything. Tim made me do it.
That's it. Blame the new guy.
I will.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Will you take us to see the rabbit, Tim?
No.
Stupid Scottish git. I'm going to have so much fun with those. Yeah, that's pretty much about it for me. My favourite food is pizza, and I like coffee a lot. Black, no sugar.
Just like his men.
Not earning the nickname there.
I'm not exclusive, me.
I know I'm in the right place.
See, I knew I, when we were discussing what we should call ourselves, I knew Gay Fingers was far too accurate.
Whatever.
You're up, Matt.
All right. Well, call me Matt. My actual name is S.J. Matthew, but for reasons that are far too long to explain, just call me Matt. Oh, let me see. I began with role-playing games on a summer's evening in the year of 1982 when I sat down to a table and looked at a character sheet for Rolemaster. And I haven't looked back since. I've been through every edition of D&D, and I do mean every edition. Geez, I would probably spend less time listing the games I haven't played. I'm a GM. I like to consider myself a bit of a designer. I'm pretty much your one-stop shop alpha geek in gaming. In art, let me see. In high school, I took a technical drawing stroke drafting course, and I really enjoyed that, especially since I discovered that the skills and tools with that are really, really useful for drawing dungeons on graph paper. There is nothing compared to the look on the player who's mapping face when you sit back and calmly tell him, the room you have entered has 7 regular sides. And he just looks at you and wants to know how to do that. But, okay, for art. As far as producing art, not so much. I'm a bit of an essayist. And, like all gamers, I suppose, I'm a frustrated story writer. I enjoy listening to classical music and can actually make a pretty good job of pretending to analyze and discuss visual arts at the gallery, but I'm one of those people who does not sit back in a beret and turtleneck and drink overpriced coffee.
It's not overpriced. It's £2.50 a jar.
No. I'm talking about the stuff that's £2.50 a cup and served in smoky little artsy coffee houses.
It's been fast.
I'm not one
coffee
of them.
Coffee that has been passed through the innards of a cat.
Nice.
But not just any cat. Any cat would make it far too common.
But pretty much that's me. Consider me every man. Or every nerd, as the case may be. Tim.
Okay. I'm the new guy to all of this, so excuse me if I ramble, which I will also warn you, I do have a slight tendency to. Me and role-playing, I'm also probably the new guy on that. I started role-playing technically back in 2007, I think, with 3.5. And I started playing in the Iron Kingdoms world setting, which is probably my favorite world setting ever.
What's that?
It's quirky, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And we can come back to it.
Yeah, we'll come back to that. I then progressed on to playing a couple of games of the Cortex system, which is the Serenity role-playing system.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And after that, it was basically onto the thing that Daniel will hate me for saying, 4th edition for about a year and a half. Yeah, but I pretty much ran it combatless. So
you're a traitor to 4th ed players as well?
Yes, yes, I am. I am a traitor to all.
Nothing but skill challenges.
Yeah, nothing but skill challenges.
Awesome.
And gnomes in the Monstrous Manual.
Yeah.
That's where they belong.
I didn't read that. Just made them up as I went along. Yeah, that's a good indication for how I roleplay. I make it up as I go along. And then we get on to my most beloved system of all, Rollmaster.
That's why he's here, Dan.
Okay, thank you.
If you go back and listen, there is a slight in the back when Matt mentions Rollmaster. That was me going, I loved it.
I love the Rollmaster and a 10-foot pole book. That is my favorite book in all of favorite land. Thank you, Matt, for suggesting it. Suggest me more.
That is one, sadly, I do not own. And
I didn't even play Rollmaster, and I do.
And recently, as some people will know, I picked up Pathfinder, and I've yet to read the full world book, but it looks fun.
Was that the one, Don, that put me to sleep when I tried reading it?
Probably.
Hmm.
But it's good.
Yeah. Me and Art goes back a long way in my case, because I've always done kind of art-related things like painting and drawing, and I took art in school. And I have painted many since I was about 12, and still do to this day, and actually am currently. So, yeah, I consider myself something of a painter. I'm not necessarily very good at it, but I consider myself a painter nonetheless. Like Matt, I quantify as a frustrated writer, and I'm also technically a kind of musician. Because, well, I can't play anything. I can program pretty decently and studied music in college. And that's pretty much me.
My turn?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So where do you go? All right. You ain't lost your initiative.
I'm John. My name's John. Some may know me as Thistledown John. RPGs. I don't really want to say when I started, because you'll realize how old I am, but I'll go ahead and say it. It was the fall of 1980, and I was a young lad of 16, so you can do the math. But,
oh my God, anyway, Danny, he's older than me.
Listen to these two old farts creaking over there.
You don't know anything until you're 40. That's the way I see it.
Well, it's not the age, it's the mileage, and I've been shot at on 5 different continents. So,
but I started with first edition D&D back in the day, and have been through, as you said, Matt, been through all the iterations, including the much maligned 4E, which I do sort of enjoy a little. of course, it wasn't long back then until I found Call of Cthulhu and RuneQuest and crazy things like Space Opera and Aftermath and all those really, really crunchy rules intensive stuff. Hero System, played Champions a lot.
Aftermath is the bomb. Ba-doom.
Oh, yes. Good one.
Preferred Twilight 2000.
You've got to love a game that has a system for getting things out of your pocket,
yeah.
which Aftermath has. Anyway, I have a long-standing relationship with the Hero System. I've always loved it since way back in the day. That and RuneQuest were probably my two most favorite games. Played a lot of the old Star Wars RPG, the old West End games version. Played a lot of Chill from Pacesetter. I've played a lot of different games over the years. I've gone from, like I said, the real rulesy stuff like Aftermath to more of the story kind of games like Fate System based stuff. I always wind up coming back to liking a little bit of crunch and not so much narrative stuff. Savage Worlds is what I'm really into right now. What else?
We like that system here.
Yeah, it's a good one. I've always been able to draw a little bit. Fiddled around with painting. Musically, I love lots of different kinds of music, and I listen to everything from, I don't know, blues to classical to movie soundtracks to jazz. Can't play a note of anything, though. Can't sing a note of anything. Did a little bit of community theater back in the college days. And I suppose that's about it.
We are very boring people.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not. We're talking about games. That's never boring.
Sorry, yes. Was that all I heard was creak, 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 creak. Oh, my back. Get off my lawn, creak.
I could talk about boring games, but it would involve slating someone that I personally know, which I really don't want to in case they hear this
no,
and come
we,
me down.
We avoid that. Thank you.
Well, it's not slating. It's more the I just disagree with the game.
Yes, but, well, like I say, we avoid that. Thank you.
I wasn't planning on it.
Thank you. Look, thank you.
We don't get to call people out by name.
Thank you.
So, on that note, on to our topic.
Yes.
And this week, and this week, we're talking about LARPers and why they are freaks.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Okay. I'm a nerd, you bastard.
Oh.
But that's not the topic we're discussing. The topic we've chosen, or have been chosen this week, is are roleplays considered, well, can roleplay games, as in tabletop roleplay games, be considered an art form? And if so, should they? So I think probably the best bit to start with is each and everyone's private definition of art, starting with you, Mr. Matt.
I define art as a tangible expression of personal imagination or personal creativity. Because, like, you know, a good lawyer could be considered an artist. A good speaker is artful. It's you know, it's kind of a nebulous kind of floating idea. You know, if it's not scientific or if it's not technical, then someone somewhere probably considers it art.
Damn.
Oh, sorry. I was about to be dead air. Okay. My personal definition of art is probably a little bit, I don't know, classic in a way. I define it as something someone has created, either physically or through acting or speech or music or anything like that, that provokes some kind of emotional reaction. Be it extreme dislike, extreme like, anything like that that provokes an emotional reaction in somebody, it can probably be quantified as art. So that's me. And
I'd probably have to tag on to what both of you said. An expression, definitely. It's definitely an outward expression of internal creativity, or it springs from an emotional state. I would have to agree with that, like you said, Tim. And I think usually I would have to say that the one of the main purposes is to be evocative of an emotional state in another person. even though that emotional state could be quite different than the one the artist intended.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was trying to say, mostly.
All right.
It was the whole... Sorry, Danny.
No, go ahead.
It was the whole, you know, the emotional reaction can be in anybody, you know, viewer, participant, etc.
My definition of art, I consider art to be anything that stems from the self, primarily for the self, created as a personification of something within the self. It must be created purely to be art. It cannot be created for money. It cannot be created to evoke a feeling in another, unless that feeling in another is designed to be created through the art. It might need a little bit more explaining. Take modern art. Now, I'm fairly certain most in the art world would consider that art. I'm fairly certain most in the rest of the world wouldn't. However, I say, sure, it can be art. If it's coming from the self. If it's coming purely to make a lot of money, then that is no longer art. Additionally, no art can have excess parts. For example, a book created to be art cannot have a chapter that doesn't need to be there. Everything within the book, everything within the painting, everything in the statue, everything in whatever, the oratory, has to be there for a reason. The reason must be able to be defined by the artist. If it cannot be, then it is not art.
That's an interesting definition.
Additionally, I would also note that art cannot stem from a collaboration.
Really?
Yes. So say a song that the music is done by one person and the lyrics another and the arrangement a third, which is written to be sold.
No,
doesn't fit. Correct?
No, not as far as I'm concerned. That cannot be considered art because it will lack an identity. What you will have is a mesh of three different people, each striving towards their own personal views of what the product to be. Additionally, you also then have the issue of the art form, as they would consider it, being created for another person. It's no longer being created purely for themselves. They're going to be bound by the desires of the person who is buying it. They might think, oh crap, we can't include this, insert correct terminology for a chunk of music here, because people won't like it. People might not like this, and they might not buy it. Therefore, the word I have forgotten of the art is art object is compromised. Integrity, thank you.
And all these years, I thought Michelangelo was an artist.
I was about to bring that one up, actually.
I thought he was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
But why do you consider him art?
The turtle or the painter?
Both. Go on. Why do you consider Michelangelo art?
My art history is a little sketchy here, so correct me if I'm wrong.
Nice pun, by the way. Your art history is sketchy. Nice.
I try. But just some of like the things like, again, if I get this wrong, people are going to not listen to me for the rest of the podcast, but here we go. The Sistine Chapel. Michelangelo, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, good. that's an amazing piece of art, and just, if nothing else, for the sheer work and time that was put into doing it. And I'm reasonably certain he kind of didn't do it of his own volition in some cases.
But why is it art?
Because it does evoke imagery and emotion, and it evokes imagery and emotion and something else. Inside the person who's viewing it. I mean it's specifically the chapel. I mean, if you look at it, you're just stunned.
If I look at a terrible train wreck, chances are I'll be stunned too. But that doesn't make the train wreck an art.
Well, yeah, but the train wreck wasn't deliberately created to evoke the emotion.
It might be. I'm sure British Rail might have a few things to say about that.
But I think that anything that doesn't evoke that emotional response is not art at all. You know, a textbook is words, you know, put down and written to be read, but does it evoke something emotional? No, it's not art.
Was it created for the obtainment of funds? Yes. Additionally, why must something be considered art? Why must for science be considered art? Must it invoke a feeling in others? Why can it not purely evoke feeling in the artist? Why must it exist for others? Why can it not just exist for the artist?
I don't know that it would have to exist for others. I suppose that you could create art for yourself and it would be art, but I would say that when you create the art and you go back later and look at it, you're evoking your own emotion again. Mm-hmm. So By the same token, art that is created for others is still art.
And I would point out, it's a perfectly valid objectivist viewpoint to say, I made this, I like it, it's art. But if someone else comes by and says, what the hell is that? You know, the personal definition is fine, but we do have to have some kind of social agreement.
Who says we have to?
Everyone in the world except you, Danny.
You are an island.
As I stand in defiance of the social norms. I do that a lot, apparently.
Yes. Yes, we know that. But... dot, dot, dot.
And of course, the idea of art created for money goes back a long way and is represented by things that are very much considered art by most people. Like,
oh, definitely.
The painting in the Sistine Chapel. Michelangelo didn't do that for free. He was commissioned to do that.
Yep.
Still art. Of course, maybe the money wasn't that important to him. I don't know.
The statue of what's his face in Trafalgar Square, Drake. Mm-hmm. That's gorgeous. But someone made some money off of that.
Yes, but was it created purely for the money? Was the prime objective of the artist created for money?
Wait a minute. You didn't say purely. You said before it cannot be created for money.
Yes, that's what I said. It cannot be created for money. Creation cannot exist for money. As in, it cannot be made for money. it can make money from it, but it cannot be made for money.
Oh, okay. Now that clears things up a bit.
That
now,
does doesn't clear it? Things up.
Oh, okay. My bad. Sorry.
We were kind of assuming, I think, that you meant you can't get any money from it at all.
No.
Okay.
Money cannot be the motive for the creation of what we would call the art. It must exist for other means, for the person. It cannot be created for money. Sorry, sometimes what I say and what I think I'm saying aren't necessarily the same thing.
Yeah, because before I'm thinking, well, let's empty out the Louvre.
let's disregard most works of classical music while we're at it.
So you would say the painting of Tony the Tiger on my cereal box is not art?
Correct.
Gotcha.
But I suppose it might be. I don't know. I don't know the artist.
It evokes many, many, many comfortable emotions in me.
And many, many uncomfortable emotions to the rest of us in furries.
That's next week's.
I'm going to have to study up on that one.
I won't.
No comment. Mostly for fear of Danny. I'll just say fear of Danny and that's it.
It works.
Unlike the other two of you, he can actually come hunt me down. Well, you could too, but there'd be a plane ride involved.
Right.
So shall we move on to the topic at hand? Now we've finished exploring rather vigorously my definition of art and nobody else's. Can roleplay games, or rather the production of roleplay games, as in the work of the games master and the players, be considered art?
Well, I would submit that by some people's definition, Danny, the answer would have to be no, because it's collaborative work. To my mind, yes, it's just as much of an art form as improvisational theater is. It's 2, 3, 4 people combining their creativity and bouncing it off each other, and sometimes it doesn't work, sometimes it works beautifully, but it's always something. It's always something unique and unexpected at the tail end of it.
And if we're talking about improv theater, more often not, a complete and utter identifiless mess.
But
well, I think
but fun.
Fun, yes. Well, I have to. I gotta agree with you there, Matt. I think. By the definition I put out there, it's definitely art. And what's interesting to me is the fact of how it can be it's such a combination of a lot of different art forms. You think about the oration involved. You think about the writing of a plot before the game gets going. You think about I don't know if you make props. You know, there could be a drawing involved. It seems like to me it could be quite an amalgam of a lot of different art forms, but I would say definitely an art form in the end.
If you're one of those LARPers, there's actual performance involved.
Exactly.
Which are not freaks.
Did you hear me say that they were freaks? I don't think so. Let's check the recording.
After some time spent checking the recording, it turns out, in fact, he did say that laughers are freaks. I rest my point.
But we mean freaks in the most endearing way possible.
Oh, yes. Don't you,
we love you,
Matt.
All.
I mean that in the best possible way.
Yes.
Good.
It's a as term far, of endearment.
As far as you know.
to agree with both you guys, I'm pretty much of the same stance. It's not far removed from improv theater and, in some cases, amateur dramatics. And each session is, like you said, a collaboration of minds and thoughts, and is a unique experience that could not possibly be replicated.
I can feel the eyes of each and every one of you waiting, waiting to argue with me.
Mm-hmm. This period of silence and dead air is brought to you by the Principality of Andorra.
Yeah, please state your position so that we can begin the arguing.
I think we should rename this group. Three Blokes Debate with Danny for half an hour.
If you don't, we will just start without you.
Yes.
Either that or Danny versus the world.
Yeah. Then that one might be taken.
Well, technically okay. It is, yeah.
Mm. Our roleplay games aren't... not really, no. Could they be considered art? Could they become an art form? Are perhaps one in 1,000 art? Maybe. Are one in 1,000 drawings art? If you count them all together, maybe. Now, the issue comes up. See, because I would love to be able to say roleplay games are art just like that, but really... The issue I find myself coming up with is the identity of the product. Now, when I say product, I don't mean something to be sold. I simply mean the item which we're speaking of. The identity of the product it's not going to really have much identity. You're looking at four players, a GM, plus people, all involved in the creation of the story. Can it be a moving story? Yes. Can it be evocative of thought and emotion? Yes. Can there be complete absence of excess points? Yes. But it still remains a collaboration. It still remains that you have 5+ people all involved in the one single project, the production of one single session. Now, could the presentation of each character be considered art? Yes. Could the presentation of the world and the story by the GM be considered art? Yes. So by the inclusion of every aspect of the final product being art, just the same as the conclusion of every aspect of a fine example of architecture can be considered art. By that route, yes, it can be considered art, but as a purely improv-based product, no, it cannot be considered art. It requires the creation of roleplay games and art would require a massive amount of I honestly can't think of the word there, so I'm just going to trail off.
Spontaneity.
Aligning of the stars would probably be the better way of putting it.
So these art house films that you enjoy. Let's pick one as a random example. Say, Metropolis. Art or no, Danny?
Not seen it.
Is any film that you have ever seen art?
Yes.
How?
Because the script is written by a single individual. Well, rather, when the script is written by a single individual, under the complete and utter control of that individual, not edited, not modified, not altered, not corrupted in any way by any other person. It only those films that exist as a product purely of the one single individual.
But
the script I specifically state here.
But I asked about the film. The film, which presumably was written by one person, directed by another, had stage design by another, costumes designed by another, acted by a bunch of people.
Excluding the acting? Because the acting is a completely different side of things. The acting can be considered an art in its own right. Yes. Because and only under the single condition of it all being under the direction of one single individual. The director under the direction of the single individual, or the single individual himself being the director. The stage design under the design of the single individual. The actors not devised, but acting within the constraints of the single individual. For the example, the single individual can say, no, I don't want this character to role-played as a manic, not role-played, acted as manic obsessive. I want to have acted in this particular way. Then yes, that could be considered art. But only assuming the actors themselves are not acting within the involvement of the director, unless they don't want themselves to be considered art.
Okay, I have to say I disagree completely 150% because things can be and often are more than the sum of the parts. Things often assume an identity and a life of their own on their own. This kind of 1930s Germany idea of art just doesn't work for me.
It's like, say you read The Gunslinger by Stephen King. It's the book that's sitting right in front of me, so I'm going to use it as a reference. Every one of us could read it and have different opinions on what was intended in various scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, it just feels like, I'm not meaning to directly pick on you, but it feels like the definition you're using is very narrow. And
so let me ask this question. What if a game master sits down to run a game and he has a plot in mind,
mm-hmm.
and he says to three players, I need a fighter, a cleric, and a thief.
Mm-hmm.
How does that jive with your example you just gave of a director having specific roles for the actors to play? Art or not art?
That is too vague. Give me a couple of seconds to think on that one. I think it could become art. But equally so, it could not. It would depend upon the actions of the players as the actors. It would depend upon the actions of the GM as director.
So you would say that any time that the player actually interjected something into that role that was not considered by the game master, it would no longer
correct.
Be considered art.
Correct. But
and that.
But I will, if I can, thank you. I will also hasten to add that my concept of aesthetics and art is still in its word
formation.
Yes.
Any
contradictions that exist or any failings of logic and reason that exist are purely because my definition has not yet been fully concreted. It still remains in its infancy.
Let me take that example a bit further. So the game master has his plot set up, his vision, and it's art by your definition because it's just him.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say he says, I want someone to play a cleric, and this person does, but they take that cleric and they deviate. They come up with something on their own. Well, inside that little microcosm of that player creating his own perception and direction for that character, just considering that alone, wouldn't that be art?
Yes, he or she yes. That could entirely be art until the point in which the Games Master steps in and goes, oh, no, I don't want you to roleplay this scene like that. I want you to roleplay it like this. Then it would cease to be art. So that the actions of that player, the product of that single individual player, could be considered art. Yes.
Okay. Then here's my final point. The game master is producing when his direction is unadulterated. He's producing art. The player is doing the same thing, and could be considered art. So isn't art plus art equal to art?
No, because the two are not mutually inclusive. The Games Master may not be producing art, but his players might be. The player might be producing art, but the Games Master might not necessarily... Wait a sec. I was just nearly said the exact same thing twice. The Games Master might be producing art, but the player might not be. The player might be producing art, but the GM might not be.
I see it as... A jazz ensemble. The saxophone player creates his own art. The keyboard player produces their own art. That's exactly what I said earlier. All of that together equals another kind of art itself.
Yes, but
art plus art equals art.
That I can agree with. However, that assumes that each individual in the art form is creating art. If you have two players and a GM, the GM and the two players are all creating their individual art. That whole product, the entire session, everything that comes from that grouping can be considered art, yes. But if one single player in that group is acting under instruction or deviates from the art, then that ceases to be art as an entire product. However, that does not stop the actions of the GM and the action of that one player who is creating art from being considered art in their own right, but the entire product of each of their efforts combined is not art.
In my opinion, that point where the player's vision diverges and begins to act independently of the GM's vision and independently of the vision of the player next to him, in my opinion, it's at that point that art is born.
Agreed.
I agree with that too. To touch back on something Danny said a little while ago, about his definition of art being not fully defined. I don't really think anyone's is completely defined almost ever, because you see and experience new things all the time and they can change your point of view on things.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
Yes, but mine's a lot less concretized than the rest of yours. On the basis of I'm still exploring a philosophy that I may or may not base my entire life around. I have yet to even read five or six pages into established nonfiction on that philosophy.
Well, I would think in the case of your opinions and definitions not being formed, I would think then that you'd be a lot more flexible on the topic.
I am flexible. I'm flexible within my currently established viewpoints. If you guys manage to make a argument enough that sways me from that viewpoint, then yes, you'll find me very flexible. But until your opinion sways my own, then no, I cannot be considered flexible. My opinion is my own. It exists purely for my own benefit.
Yeah, got it. Yeah. Okay, so it seems to me that check me if I'm wrong, but it's beginning to sound like well, if I don't like it, it's not art.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
No. Allow me to explain rather than sound like an ignorant goit. I look at modern art, okay? I may say, oh, this example of modern art, excellent stuff, excellent stuff. You, the listener, may look at modern art and go, what a waste of time. It's a potato on a plate. Oh, look, someone stabbed his fork into the potato. What? That's not art. That's a someone taking the piss. Therefore, that is not art to that individual.
Uh-huh. Now, that I could actually see as a form of art. It's something like...
You can consider it. You can see it as a form of art.
Yes.
Hypothetically, John may not.
Oh, very true. I was going to reference a piece that was actually in the Tate Modern. There was once, when I visited, what amounted to a giant square of red fuzzy felt inside a frame. Yeah, it's just a giant red square of fuzzy felt inside a frame. While at the time I declared it not art, like anyone should listen to me anyway, but by my own definition, it actually is art because it provoked an emotional reaction in me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that occurred to me just yesterday, actually, was that by my own definition of art, that square of red fuzzy felt is art.
Yes, but returning to Matt's comment, thereby is not anything you say is art, art. Anything you say is not art, not art. Isn't that not a case of what I like is not art? What I consider by my viewpoint art, art. What does not art by my viewpoint, not art. Just because a bunch of other people say, oh, this is art, does not mean, at least by my own personal views, does not mean you must therefore consider it art. If I'm told a film by every critic this side of the moon is great, I go there and find it actually be a walking pile of poop. Sorry, yeah, poop. Sorry, I can't remember which opinion I voiced as the steaming pile of poop. Then I'm going to consider it a steaming pile of poop, regardless of what I'm told. The exact same extends to art. If everybody tells me art, sorry, an object is art, I walk over there and consider it not art, then by my viewpoint, it's not art. Now, that does not mean I'm going to be going out of my way to be individual just for the sake of being individual. I'm not going to sit here and rally against socially viewed acceptances simply because they're socially viewed acceptances. If they coincide with my own opinion, great. If they don't, then my own opinion is more important than the opinion of a bazillion other people. Because it is my opinion. Just the same as Matt's opinion is more important than everybody else's opinion. Tim's opinion is more important than everybody else's opinion. So forth and so fifth.
Yeah, that's...
So, if that's the case, then... why do we bother defining it?
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, if it's a matter of, oh well, this piece of rope on the floor, I like it. It's art. That painting on the wall is crap. It's not, and it's everyone's own personal viewpoint that matters. Then what's the point of coming up with the definition of it?
I don't see your point.
Because it's entirely subjective.
Yeah. I still don't see the issue of creating a definition for it just because it is subjective.
Because there's no need to communicate to anyone else, the definition, because the definition only matters to you.
But we've defined these definitions purely to create a point of debate and conversation. Therefore, the purposes of defining in this case would be to create the debate and conversation. This is why I fail to understand where you're coming from this one. Perhaps a failing on my part, perhaps failing in yours. I don't know. That is me actually saying I don't understand, not me debating.
That's fine. Someone else jump in. I have to think for a second.
Okay.
If anybody asks me where my rebel friends are now, I'm going to kick them.
That last bit of conversation there, I found something interesting. It sounded like we were defining art as something that you considered good and something you considered bad, not art.
Yeah,
I don't see why that got a little squishy.
Well, that's not the intent, but that's fine. We can move on.
Yeah. Ignore that point, because that was not intended. That was more of a sort of unintended side effect.
Not the intention. I was, in my case, I was more trying to say that something I dislike can be art too. It just so happens that I dislike it.
Yeah, whereas if memory tells me correctly, I was more running from Matt's comment. Rebutal, rather. Okay. Whatever you want to call it.
So it sounds to me like the difference in opinion on whether RPGs can be art kind of hangs on the idea of can a collaborative effort be art?
Mm. Yeah, it seems reasonable.
I think that's where we're stuck.
Yeah, I think that's the big talking point, so to speak.
And my question would be, what do you call a creative collaborative effort that's not art? What is that?
Sorry, can you repeat the question, please? I was replying to Matt's comment on the chat that art, the sociopathic viewpoint.
Ignore the man behind the screen.
No, I'm just saying if a collaborative effort that would conventionally be considered art, but you may not think so. Like a, I don't know. How about like a symphony? Would that collaborative effort be art or not?
Yes,
art?
Because every individual within that symphony is acting under the pure direction of the symphony's writer. Now, say the symphony was playing Mars, Bring of War, and one of the trumpet players decided that actually no, here's Border Symphony of War. He wanted to play that song. Would that symphony still be art?
And you would say no.
I would say definitely 100% no.
Well, I would say that it would certainly evoke an emotional response from me, the listener.
Well, then, but okay, then let me ask you this. Let's talk about jazz. Jazz can be completely improvisational and not under the direction of anyone. But if it's not art, what is it?
Jazz?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't call it art because someone improvs something every time a particular piece gets played, what would you call it?
I'd call it jazz in this case.
I was going to say, I think the jazz was the answer.
Yeah, but is it just a performance? Is it – what? I mean,
I'm going to return to my same point I made during the discussion with a role-play game as well way back when. Now – each individual within that jazz performance is acting purely under, if they were acting purely on their own direction, deaf to whatever anybody else is playing, then they themselves could be considered to be making art. their own art.
Okay.
Okay. If they were playing, listening to the bloke next to them and jumping off their thing, then perhaps I might not consider it art. On this very specific case, honestly, my currently established definitions, I struggle.
Can I drop a question going back to the trumpet player?
Mm-hmm.
What if said trumpet player playing Mars Bringer of War misses a key and makes a mistake?
Not art.
Okay.
The destruction of the art by playing the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do or by accidentally missing a beat, they're both still the destruction of the art. They're still the corruption of the artist's idea.
So the Venus de Milo currently is not art.
You need to tell me why.
Because the arms are gone.
And this is the point where I'm having to be very careful about my answers, because you guys are jumping on every definition I make, highlighting inconsistencies. Why I've always said that there will be inconsistencies, but I will answer your question after I've had a few moments to think about it.
I wasn't trying to jump on it.
That wasn't an aggressive retort at all.
No. I realize that. I was just saying, for the listener's perspective, I was not coming at you. I was asking for my own enlightenment.
Now, the Venus de Milo, how did the arms come to detach?
Age.
Then, yeah.
And perhaps vandalism. I'm not familiar with the history of the sculpture, but...
Right, then I'll tackle each individual case. Age. Can age destroy art? Probably not, because nature cannot cause accident. Nature cannot maliciously attempt to destroy an object. It just simply is. So could that be considered art? I suppose, in my established points made already, no. Would I still consider it art? I don't know on that one. Okay, I will simply say I don't know. Vandalism, destruction of the art. Would I still consider it art because it's been touched by another's hand? At the current stage in which it is now, post-touching, no. But that does not stop the art form having previously existed prior to being touched. On the boob.
Okay, so the RPG module in the store, covered in shrink wrap, unopened, unsealed, unread, untouched. It's art, but as soon as I buy it and open it up and take notes and say, okay, the bugbears are going to be here. The players will come in here. It ceases to be art at that point.
Depends. Is the roleplay module created by one single person?
For the sake of argument, let's say yes.
Okay, so we'll say for the sake of argument, the actual module itself fits in all of my previously established points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, are you referring to the actual contents of the module as being art, or the object of the module in its shrink wrap on the shelf being art?
I am referring to the overall existence and identity.
So the idea within the module, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, the reason why I needed to nitpick that specifically, because it would direct my answer, whether it be a straight no or not.
Gosh, this is complicated.
Well, yeah, it's art. No. No, because the identity of the module would be changed by your identity. What the module writer intended to be done is no longer being adhered to. But does that mean that you're not creating art in your own? At this juncture, I would have to say no, because you're still running off of somebody else's idea and you're just changing it to your own. But is that to say that it will always be a no? If you ask me the same thing in 5 months, I honestly cannot say that will be the case.
Okay. Well,
I would need to explore the topic myself a bit more.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I would submit then, and listeners, colleagues, Danny, I am not attacking Danny. I'm not attacking his viewpoint. I am merely testing his viewpoint to make sure that I understand it completely.
Yeah, I think that's what we're mostly doing for the most part, is just trying to enlighten ourselves and each other's views. Yeah.
Well, if we all agreed, it would be a pretty boring recording.
Oh, right. Roleplay games art. Yes. Well, discussion over. Let's go home.
So that's possibly the shortest recording we've all ever done.
Okay. So on the logic and reason and criteria established, then no game session could ever be art, because the players will never, ever, 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 not in a bazillion gazillion years, do what the author, designer, or GM expected them to do when he sat down at that table.
That certainly didn't happen in my
counter-argument. Counter-argument. As already established by my own wordings previously in this recording, it would we take an alignment of the stars for the final product of the roleplay game to be considered art. But that does not stop the actions of the individuals within the roleplay game being considered art.
Okay. Well,
not all of them all the time. Just the same as a person drawing is not going to create art all the time. A doodle may still nevertheless be considered a doodle, or a scribble, it's a shit, whatever.
I can fully cop the fact that I have a sketch pad full of iconography, that is, most of which is complete nerd or tosh, for lack of a better word.
Okay. Well, on that point, I think Danny and I can agree to disagree, and still be friends.
Of course, I'll kill your character later.
I'll kill yours first, Mr. 17 hit points.
I really didn't think that one through, did I? You have to hit me first.
Yeah. And but don't forget, I know what's coming.
Don't forget. You're not creating art.
It never comes.
Yeah, tomorrow never comes.
Hey, I don't know if it's art, but I know what I like.
Well, this is actually an important point to make. Not all art is created equal. Something might be art, but doesn't necessarily mean it's by your view, your personal appraisal of the art, doesn't necessarily mean it's good. Fuzzy felt, for example.
Yeah.
So an item being art and being good are not mutually inclusive.
Necessarily.
Art is likely to be good, but not always. Depending upon your definition of art.
Yeah.
Yeah, we agreed on something.
Woo! Mark the time.
Jack, fuck off. So we'll assume that we've all come to the agreement of art, and we'll assume that we've got to the understanding somehow. We all managed to agreed that roleplay games are art. Now, running from that assumption, hypothetically, conclusion rather, should roleplay games be used as art? Now, if they aren't, should they be designed as art?
No.
I was going to say, I'm possibly about to sound very contradictory, but no.
To me, in my view, a lot of times, if someone sets out to create art, they say, I'm going to do this. It's going to be the most important piece of art ever done. That's the kind of person that I'm going to want to punch in the nose just for the fun of it. Okay?
Which is why we should never meet in real life.
There's a bumper sticker that is popular, and it says, "Well-behaved women rarely make history." The response to that is, people who are trying to make history are rarely any fun to be around. And it could be my personal knee-jerk reaction against anything that even smacks of pretentiousness. Because I do hate pretentiousness. But I think, to me, for art to be truly important and truly evocative, it can't be planned. It can't be mapped out through equations or a checklist of criteria or a step by step. It has to be art.
Okay. Now I'm gonna actually question you on one particular aspect of that. Now, your favorite word in your entire vocabulary is pretentious. Or at least when you're around me. I have absolutely no idea why. But a quick dictionary definition of pretentious, thank you Google, comes up with adjective, attempting to impress by affecting greater importance, talent, culture, etc. than is actually possessed.
Correct.
Okay, so you would agree with that definition?
I agree 110%.
Excellent. So, thereby, what if a piece of art you consider, well, a piece of creation that you considered pretentious actually did impress, not by greater importance, but by the amount of amount it impressed was equal to its importance, talent, culture? It would no longer be pretentious, correct?
I don't know. It could be. Let's spend the next 45 minutes defining culture.
Okay, cool. Ignore that word. Fine, ignore that word. But the point, my point remains that something pretentious is a personal viewpoint. What you view as pretentious is not what I'm going to view as pretentious, is not what Tim's going to view as pretentious, is not what John's going to view as pretentious. We might agree sometimes that it's pretentious. I forget the name of that particular TV show where it's a high art or something ridiculous like that. Art House Theatre, perhaps? I don't know. I'm fairly certain we can all give a quick impression of what a pretentious art critic might be. But is that particular art critic considering himself pretentious? Probably not. Are the friends he hangs around with considering himself pretentious? Possibly not. For example, we often joke, Matt, that Tropis is pretentious.
Yes.
All the time, in fact. Uh-huh. Do I consider Tropis trying to impress by affecting greater importance, talent, culture, etc. than I've actually possessed? No.
No, hell, of course not.
Hell, personally, I think I'm my biggest critic of Tropis. I'm always bitching about it, how it's not good, as good, or whatever.
It's also that sometimes you don't realize something is pretentious until it could occur to you to think of that way.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of someone says, well, I find this pretentious, and you think about it, formulate based off your own opinions and go, maybe it is a little pretentious. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Like I said, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to always disagree. Personal opinion does not mean you cannot agree with somebody else.
Oh, yes. To use a real life example, there is a friend I have that I've known for 13 years, and people have seen us literally argue, shouting at each other, and then 5 minutes later, we're back to normal, and they don't understand why.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more the concept that we know each other so well that once that argument's over, we're okay, you know?
Right, I don't see how that...
And we can agree to disagree.
I don't see how that relates to the topic of pretentious.
No, I was just explaining how different people can, you know, based off various things, can have different opinions of certain situations and expounding upon that fact and rambling like I generally tend to do.
Right, so I return to the statement that pretentiousness is entirely based upon personal opinion.
Okay, so which description might also possibly apply to art?
Yes.
In fact, I
think I've spent most of the evening stating that.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Great.
We agree on the second thing this evening.
Okay.
Anything to add, John?
I want to ask, well, I've got another question running around in my head, and I'd like to just throw it out there and see what you think. Does the interactive nature of role-playing games make them tend more to being art or less to being art, or does it make any difference at all?
Interesting. I'd say a bit.
Because I'm thinking... Just thinking things that are normally considered art, like a painting or a movie or a piece of music, are usually very non-interactive. You look at it and you consume it, but you don't really interact with it. How does the interaction of a role-playing game lend itself more or less to it being art?
I would say it lends itself less to being art because of my previously defined definitions. However, I would like to put this forward, that we are heading into essentially new age of art, in which video games, role play games, may start to be reached the public acceptance levels enough where they might be considered art, which is of course the cause of this entire conversation. So never before has anything really properly with enough cultural significance to say a video game interactive has been considered art before, or ever had the chance, at least to my knowledge. I'm sure Matt will be able to point out examples here where it has, but yeah, like I say, we're heading into the interactive age. Our definitions of art, or what we consider art and what we conclude to be art, is all based upon the non-interactive. Do you consider a pantomime to be art, perhaps?
Mimes? Oh, hell no.
Yes.
But, you know, as with everything, you know, perceptions and definitions are evolving, and they have to. You know, nothing in all of creation stays static. So,
hmm. I think it's possibly the art itself, in terms of mediums, techniques, genres, is always evolving and will never stop evolving as long as people create.
New art forms?
Well, new art forms, new ways of doing current art, that kind of thing. Just in general.
I think we should all be politicians. I think most of us just managed to entirely avoid answering John's question.
Well, no, I'm thinking about it because he's absolutely correct in that the traditional things that we think of art are things that there's an audience who experiences it, and then there's the art. There hasn't been anything that's been interactive that I can think of, and that's something that I'm stroking my beard on right now.
Have you actually grown a beard again, or was it?
Oh no, I'm just
hypothetical
about,
beard.
Well, I'm just about 3 days since I shaved, so
yeah.
It's a George Michael beard, and yes, that is the only thing nice I have in common with George Michael.
Don't ask, don't tell.
What about you, John?
Oh, what, yes. A beard? Yes, I have a beard.
No! Your question. What's your answer to your very own question?
I think I'm sitting here trying to come up with another example of something that is interactive that I would consider art, and I'm having a very hard time coming up with one, which leads me to conclude that the answer for me has to be that it leads you farther away from it being art than taking you closer to it.
The closest thing I can think of would either be potentially sculpture, in terms of how sometimes you can, in theory, actually touch it, or
but is that really interactive? Sure,
no.
I can walk into the art house place thing and poke the thinker, but after, of course, I've been having escorted from the building by heavily armed security guards, is that still considered interacting with the art? Because surely everybody interacts with art via tactile senses, including sight, vision, hearing. Wait, sight and vision are the same thing. But is that what we would define as being interactive? The common definition of interactive?
I would say no.
I would agree.
But
I would.
Okay. The only thing I can think of that even comes close to being interactive art some kind of improvisational theater, which mm-hmm. There's a few of us who will consider it not art, and others of us who will. So it brings us back to the whole question. And of course, okay, Danny,
mm-hmm.
shouting at the screen during a screening of the Rocky Horror Show, is that interactive art?
Interactive theater, yeah, I can certainly see how it'd be interactive theater, yeah. But then I'd return you to my previous statement of is pantomime art.
Okay. Our old friends on
No,
Mystery Science
they're not
Theater
art.
2000, they're not art?
They're awesome, but they're not art.
Okay, all right.
Aw. Sad.
But like I said, they are awesome.
I am sad face.
Yes.
Now I want to watch Space Mutiny. Arms and legs are big at all times. We're reaching speeds of free.
I have unfortunately not seen anywhere near enough Mystery Science Theater.
There is no such thing as enough Mystery Science Theater. That itself is a fallacy.
True.
And one which thinks we can all agree.
Yes, we're all on the same page.
Woo-hoo. Ooh, definitely.
Go page free.
That's even funnier for those of you that are English, or at least in England.
Oh dear. And those of you who know me will know from that laughter what page three is about. I'm not subtle.
See when he says page three, I think of Paul Harvey. Page three. This is Paul Harvey. Good day.
No, see, yes, when I think of page three, I think of old John over there with, sitting in a bikini round the top going, oh, hello there. It's a disturbing thought. I hate my
that,
brain.
Sir, I'll turn. That, sir, is not art.
Of course not. It was affected by the words of another.
It's evoking an emotional response.
And a gag reflex.
So by my definition. Ooh. Ooh.
That was a little mean.
I'm a lot mean.
I know, yeah. But
okay,
it's all good.
I suspect, gents, that we may in fact have reached the point where we can't get too much farther.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It does kind of feel like we've almost been circling for the last 15 minutes or so.
This dead horse has been beaten.
It's still alive. But you have to remember, if you beat something hard enough, it can give a semblance of life and its spasms.
Okay. All right.
Let's not continue down that road.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
I've created art.
On that note, with the exception of that, it's been great talking to everyone.
It has actually. It's
been a lot of fun. I've actually managed to get over the fact that you guys aren't just voices in my head anymore.
Your voices in my
head. I can't wait to hear what the next topic is. What's the next topic?
I don't see any reason why we can't go in alphabetical order, taking it in turns to decide topic. So that would make it Matt. And if you say anything to do with freaks, I'm going to kick you.
Okay. I'll think of something.
Okay.
I'll think of something. Or, better idea, listeners, suggest a topic to me.
Yes, we have a month until recording, and this is actually being recorded on the Saturday prior to the Monday of its release.
So, hit me up on the forums.
Or just post in reply to the actual recording itself.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you're a non-paying patron, don't bother.
Yeah, well.
Sorry, if you're not a patron, don't bother.
Well, no. Go ahead and suggest a topic. Just keep in mind, you know, we might not see it until 5 recordings in.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, it honestly has been a pleasure, you three. I have had a blast.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, it's been great talking to you guys.
Although I would suggest we rename the group from Game Thinkers to Three Blokes Arguing with Danny.
That could describe any group of 4 people, one of whom is Danny.
I think I've already got a description of the session, in which Matt from Pantsless, Tim from Nowhere, and fizzle down, John. Discuss art. And everybody comes to the agreement that roleplay games are art. Everybody except Danny.
I like the fact that I'm classified as from nowhere.
You're spontaneously
that's a whole other discussion. Existence.
Yeah, well, see, I was in Scotland 2 months ago, so I'm going to stop right there.
Well, the question that I would like to ask is this, is what we have done for the last 2 hours, did we make art?
No. 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 Shut up, Matt. No. I don't care how many emotional responses we may have created. No.
So this was not art. Well, dang it.
Well, let's think about that. Are we getting paid for it?
No.
Oh, certainly not.
Bollocks.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? I was told I was getting paid.
You're getting paid in love from Matt.
Awesome. It's my favorite thing.
That means I'm getting paid in love from you, Danny. I decline payment. Just in case. You know.
I'm donating it, damn it.
Yeah, I'm sure donate.
I'll write it off on my taxes.
Pay it forward.
So how much what value is placed in one money shot then, Matt? Let's not go that direction. I think my bad brain. Hang your head in shame.
All right.
So I think this is a good night for me and a good night from everybody else. Yes.
It is a good night from me.
Indeed.
And I'll see you all next month. Well, actually, technically in 2 weeks' time, because we might have delayed this recording by 2 weeks because somebody was a lazy bastard.
And didn't wake up last week? Yeah, okay.
I repeat myself, ignore the man behind the screen.
Okay, everybody. Peace out.
Yep. Bye. Take care, everyone.